And we are joined again this week on The Green by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who took a look at what's going on with farmers markets in the First State here during the coronavirus pandemic. This is the time of year usually the farmers markets really kind of ramp up and get up and running, but not so this year. Eileen, thank you for taking time to join us on The Green this week.
It's good to be here, Tom.
So let's talk about the current situation here in the First State. What is the status of farmers markets under Governor Carney's emergency order?
Well, farmers markets are classified as non-essential, and they're going to remain closed until the state lifts its state of emergency. Delaware is the only state in the region where markets are closed. In New York City, the locale hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, markets have remained open throughout the crisis.
And what's the state's argument for keeping them closed, again, even as other states in the region allow them to be open? And here in Delaware, we're seeing some other businesses that were considered non-essential be allowed to open here at the end of the week, at least in a limited way.
The state's contention is that a farmer's market is, by design, a communal experience, and everyone goes at the same time to the same place for the same purpose. It's a half a day, an evening, whatever. In contrast, a grocery store is open for many hours, and individuals enter stores at various times to purchase various items and move around the store individually, where they contend that it is easier to institute strict social distancing guidelines.
So what are farmers markets saying in response? I imagine that they disagree with the way the state is looking at things.
Well, they're perplexed and bewildered at best, and angry and frustrated at worst. They say they're experiencing financial hardship while their customers don't have access to fresh, locally grown food. And it's heart-wrenching for farmers to let food rot because they can't sell it. There's also some concern that specialty growers are overshadowed by chicken farmers in Delaware, where poultry is cock of the walk and is facing its own challenges. Plus, Delaware is surrounded by states where farmers markets are operating, and folks here want to know why they can't do that too.
And I guess it comes down to, and I think your piece kind of accurately portrays this, the state looks at it as an event, and the farmers markets look at themselves more like a store.
That is it in a nutshell.
The uncertainty that's surrounding farmers markets here in Delaware, certainly, as you started to allude to, is causing some issue for farmers that do sell at these markets. What is happening with farmers, and what is this uncertainty kind of leaving them to deal with in terms of choices and preparations for the upcoming season?
Agriculture is a very time-sensitive industry, and crops go into the ground in rotation. So what do I do with my radishes? Should I plant tomatoes? These are their pressing questions.
And you know that the state has offered some guidance to farmers and farmers markets, saying for the farmers, the vendors who come to these markets, they should try to find an alternative way to sell. Can they do that easily?
Well, the state has invited farmers to update their contact information on the Delaware Department of Agriculture Farm Stands Guide and the Delaware Grown website. And they encourage them to open farm stands or sell directly to customers who visit their farms. But farmers say they just can't whip up a farm stand or find staff for a farm stand. And a lot of these farms are located on rural roads where customers are unlikely to travel. And they aren't set up to market those pop-up locations to prospective customers beyond the listing on the state website.
I mean, that is the essential reason they go to a farmer's market, because it solves all those problems you just delineated.
That's it.
So the state is also asking these markets to devise, I guess, kind of a single unified plan for reopening them. What is the timetable on that, and is there a sense of what a plan could look like from these markets to the state to kind of convince the state that they can reopen safely?
Yes. The markets, several markets have already submitted plans, and the state asked them to come back with a comprehensive plan by May 15th. And that would include such restrictions such as closed perimeters, masks for vendors, masks for patrons, hand washing stations, signage with social distancing rules, and marked one-way paths. It would have a much different feel than the farmers markets we know, where booths tend to be lined up close to one another, and vendors must supply and operate out of their own tents, which would be spaced further apart. No cooking demonstrations, no tastings, no entertainment, just selling food, baked goods, meats, dairy.
And is that based at least in part on what some of these other states are doing, or is there other things that Delaware could learn from some of these other states that have reopened or kept them open and just made adjustments along the way?
Yeah, they're doing it different ways in different locations. In South Jersey, in Collingswood, they opened on time the first weekend in May, but there was no people at all. You placed your order online, you paid electronically, and it was essentially a drive-through where you came and picked up your goods. So the farmers did make money, and the patrons were able to get those fresh products, but there was no direct contact whatsoever. And there's all different kinds of models.
And I guess is there anything that the markets and vendors have already been doing to try to connect with their customers? It may be in a way, like you just mentioned, carry outs, drive through, pickup only type of model, which we've seen with other stores and restaurants.
Yes, in Bellevue, a new nonprofit farmers market is hoping to open in June, and it's a nonprofit model. It's a partnership with Newcastle County, and they are fortunate in that they have volunteers who are delivering boxes of produce to customers. That wouldn't be a good solution for a for-profit operation, but it's working very well for them. I also spoke with a farmer in Leipzig, and he set up an online store where patients can shop and pay electronically and then pick up at the farm. He knows that he won't be selling as much or making as much money as he does at the farmer's market, but at least it's helping to mitigate his losses.
And I guess the thing that's really got to be frustrating is that farmer's markets in recent years here in Delaware have really, I think it's fair to say, exploded. I mean, they have really grown. They do a fair amount of business, and they are kind of a vibrant part of the economy, particularly at this time of year. I imagine that's just got to be tremendously frustrating for these markets that have done so much to grow in recent years to have to, at least for right now, come to full stop.
Yeah, they have been so successful that there are a number of farms who sell only at farmers markets, and now they're stuck because they don't have any place to sell their produce.
And that leaves them with choices they're going to have to make about, as you mentioned earlier, whether they plant crops, do they try to find farmers markets in other states to go to? I mean, I guess they're really put under the gun with some big decisions to make in a very short period of time.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what impact this might have on the food chain going down the road. Will it push prices up because farmers aren't going to plant because they don't know if they can sell? It's a difficult question.
And so the one we will keep an eye on, we'll see if the state in this next month, perhaps after May 15th, when they kind of get this comprehensive plan from the farmers, if there is something they can do to start moving this forward a little bit here in the first state. So, Eileen, thank you so much for your time and your reporting. We really do appreciate it.
Good to be here, Tom.